News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, trust in medical professionals is under severe threat due to fringe conspiracy theories and colossal lies entering the mainstream. That was the warning to future doctors from Dr. Colin Doherty, head of the School of Medicine at Trinity College Dublin and consultant neurologist at St. James's Hospital. He joins us now. Colin, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. You believe the medical profession is under threat from fringe conspiracy theories. Tell us more.
Hi, Shane. Thanks for having me. Yeah. So I took the opportunity on Friday to talk to the doctors who are entering their clinical practice years to warn them about what I think is the biggest issue facing them. It's not climate change. It's not AI and digital. It's not health inequity. It's the fact that now fringe conspiracy theories, which have been with us forever, like I get that, they've been, go back to the 16th century, there's well-documented fringe conspiracy theories about health. But now the people who peddle these fringe conspiracy theories are actually running institutions that have a renowned history in public health. That's never really happened before, apart from possibly in the 1930s in Germany.
Sorry, at the risk of kind of reinforcing some of those conspiracy theories, can I ask you some of the ones that spring to mind, some of the examples that spring to mind?
Well, the most obvious one is vaccine skepticism. And, you know, it's now common in public health institutions, among the leaders of public health institutions in the West, for people to believe that microchips were in vaccines for population control, that they cause autism, and that they have killed hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of young men particularly. I mean, that is so disprovable, so easily disprovable with one click, that I call that one of the colossal lies. And it's the size of the lie which is important. Because that's what the German politicians in the 1930s used. What was written in the documentation was, make the lie as big as possible, so big that it has to be believed.
I think it was Goebbels, wasn't it? He called the big lie. Where does it come from? Is it generated on as you say, it was always there, but why is it so prominent now? Is it social media?
Well, that's a big claim. I mean, there's no question that social media is playing its role in the dissemination of this, maybe much faster than we've ever known before. But if you think back to the early part of the 20th century and the dissemination of disinformation, it was done by pamphleteers, it was done in newspapers. Like that, the medium by which things are disseminated is not the problem. That certainly contributes to the speed of dissemination. But there's a movement now. We feel it all. It almost feels organic that we are moving into this phase of darkness. And for doctors, what's key is that they are losing the ancient and sacred trust that they have with their patients. Okay. Even when before modern medicine was had its great advances, you know, people trusted their doctors. They trusted the healers. And that is being eroded by what's happening now in the Western world.
Two last quick questions. What would you say to the argument that says, we put doctors on a pedestal for way too long? We took everything they said verbatim and as gospel. And maybe it's no harm to have a little bit of healthy skepticism about that.
Well, as I say, skepticism and disagreements about treatment, etc., they're as old as the hills. That's not the problem. I'm not giving out about the idea that people have differences of opinion with doctors.
Sure.
Doctors differ. But the real question is, you know, when it comes to the public's health, do we want people at the height of public health to be making pronouncements that will ultimately lead to death and destruction of populations and citizens? And that's the issue here. It's not
Fair.
About,
okay.
you know, whether there's disagreements about treatments.
A final question. There is also an argument that there was huge overreach during COVID, that the length of the lockdowns, for example, the kind of advice that was coming from public health experts, that has alienated people and has created maybe vaccine fatigue as well. Do you see any merit in that argument?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, Ireland finished fourth lowest in excess deaths in the OECD. So if you're speaking specifically about Ireland and the overreach of lockdowns in Ireland, you have to measure that against the performance we had.
Yeah, it's not the only criteria that you need to mention, though. I mean, we don't know the full impact yet, but we've a fair idea the impact of those lockdowns in so many different areas, kids' education, kids' mental health. like it was huge as well. And I think a lot of people look back and go, oh, that was overreach. We got that wrong. I saw even Mike Ryan, the WHO, saying we never recommended lockdowns.
Hold on a second now. First of all, you've already contradicted yourself there. You said we don't know those impacts yet. And I fully agree.
So we don't fully know them, but I didn't contradict myself. I said we've a fair idea at this stage.
Well, do we have a fair idea? I mean,
yeah, ultimately,
I think we do. On children's education, I don't think we know the full outcome of this. And let me, first of all, before I defend that further, I'm not saying that we would have not done things differently. We were in an unprecedented time. And again, this is not about that. This is like, you know, the perfect being the enemy of the good. We did well by any criteria measured in the immediate aftermath of COVID. Yes, there will be people who will say there was an effect on children's education. There's an effect on mental health and mental well-being. We understand all that. But we were in a crisis period where saving lives was the key first step. And we did better than the vast majority. Norway, Sweden and New Zealand were the only countries who did better than us in excess deaths. That's an incredible statement. That has to be measured against all the concern and the legitimate concern that things might have been done differently.
Yeah.
And I just think that, again, this is not about whether or not these are legitimate criticisms. Of course they are. And of course, looking back, we need to learn things. We might have done things differently. Of course. But the issue now is the idea that having any sort of social restriction at all was a complete overreach, and we should have just let the virus rip through our country. That is now mainstream.
Okay,
and that is absolutely amazing.
We do have
A real warning for the future.
We do have to leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning, Dr. Colin Doherty, Head of School of Medicine at Trinity College Dublin, Consultant Urologist at St. James's Hospital. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.